Welcome to the January 2019 Income, Cash, and Debt Report, here with me, Jerry Banfield. For the first time in years of doing these, we go into more detail than ever, revealing my personal finances, including balances in my bank accounts and credit card balances, and even student loan balances. I'm grateful I have the courage to just put this out there and share this with you today because I love seeing the same thing when it's not me. To begin, let's take a look at first the business in 2019, January 1st to January 31. We'll take a look at the numbers here. I'm very grateful with everything you've done to help, especially $7,337 in income, which that looks pretty good to start. But when you look at my expenses, like, whoa, those are big expenses. $9,889 in expenses. That comes out to minus $2,552. That means in the month of January, if you just look at it from this angle, I actually lost money doing my business online. That is like the opposite of working. So imagine you went to work for a month and they said, all right, we would like you to pay us $2,552 to work this month. You'd be like, what? That's what actually happened. And I'm grateful to have the courage to share this today after so many income reports with other big numbers. And I will describe to you where the income and the expenses. Of course, you might, oh, well, why'd you spend so much on? I spent contract labor this month. I spent $3,000 or more to my number one contractor, Michel Gerard. He is the right-hand man in my business. That is hundreds of hours working with him. Plus, and that's enough to work with him for a month or two. I also paid another contractor $1,000, Dennis, for my transcripts, for all those videos to blog posts that help build content on my website that brings in organic search traffic indefinitely. And then I had some smaller payments to other contractors. In the advertising, I spent a little bit on a few hundred on Facebook ads. I spent a few hundred on Facebook stars and Twitch bits to make donations to streamers, which then is advertising because it's promoting my stream when those little donations come up. I also have all my web hosting, all those expenses like that included in advertising as well. That's the majority of the expenses, as you can see. And we will continue on now to what I think is the real interesting part of this. We'll go back here. These are my balances in my bank accounts. So I'm showing these for the first time. I've got $12,839 in personal checking today, $6,680 in business checking, then $2,871 in personal credit that'll automatically be paid in full out of the checking balance. Then the business credit, $8,655, which will automatically pay in full in a few days. Now, the statement last month was $5,000 and something on the business checking, so it won't overdraft. Those are my current balances, so total balance plus a couple of smaller checking accounts thrown in there, $20,000, $708 in cash, $11,527 owed that will automatically be paid out of the cash, leaving me with a net of approximately $9,000. And that's enough money for all the bills this month, at least. So that's good enough. Let's show you some of the student loan balances. Because, woo, these are whoppers. My wife's student loans, $171,000, $773 is the current balance on these. Automatic payments of $1,495 a month. One of my student loans, $7,692. Principal balance on that one, and a consolidated student loan. This was really helpful to consolidate, get this down to a lower interest rate. Still hoping to consolidate on my wife's loans right now. Too big of a balance to consolidate and be facing a $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month payment on them. But I was able to consolidate these of my loans down to 14,000 on these loans at a 3.8% interest rate, down from 7%, and these will actually be paid off reasonably soon. If you'd like the link for this in the description, all the links are in the description, and some of these are affiliate links where you can help me out if you use them. So those are the cash and debt reports straight from the accounts. Then we'll go back over here and look at some individual specifics you might be interested in. One of the things I'm very excited about that has big growth is my podcast. I've just switched my podcast to anchor.fm hosting. My podcast is named The Jerry Banfield Show. This actually earned over $100 in the first month I had it from ads. Now, I've been doing a podcast for 5 or 6 years. I have 780 something episodes. I'm very grateful. 40,000 plays on my podcast in the month of January 2019, with most of the podcast plays coming off my website player at jerrybanfield.com/podcast. The majority of the plays coming directly off my website. I'm very excited about this because this is one of the biggest growth areas I've seen lately, and this is truly passive income in the sense that it's not really passive because I need to put new episodes up. So it's a good, you could say it's a balance of passive and active income, but I just put the episodes up and that's ad revenue, and that's really good. So thank you if you're listening to this on my podcast. Thank you for being here on my podcast today. Also, Skillshare income has been growing pretty good lately, with more students coming in and me putting courses up and making more referrals to Skillshare. If you've signed up on Skillshare, thank you for that. I get $10 every time you sign up, and then I earn based on minutes watched. The Skillshare payment, the highest it's been in nearly a year last month, and at this rate, it should be around $1,000 in February. I'm excited about that. However, I am the number one thing I'm most excited about is my new online course platform, The Power of an Educational Marketplace with the Freedom of Self-Hosting. This is at euthena.com. This gives right now I have not seen anything like this that exists. Basically, the short version is collective self-hosting with integrated email marketing. If others are anything like me, our businesses are fragmented. Before I got banned, we had courses on Udemy, Skillshare, Stack Skills, audiobooks, Kindle books, free offers. And what happens with many of us trying to make businesses like this, our businesses are fragmented all over the place. We've got our own self-hosted courses, but we don't send anybody to them because we try and rank up on these third-party platforms. We send people over there, but we lose track of our students. Then we've got all our stuff on all of these different places. We're freelancing on websites that then, if you're on the freelancing website, you can't cross over very easily to the courses. Our businesses are scattered all over the place, and the third-party platforms benefit from this, and almost all of us as individuals suffer. I've got this amazing vision for euthena.com, which I am transitioning out of the University of Jerry Banfield into euthena.com. I'm doing a huge pivot for this and focusing my efforts on euthena.com going forward. This is my big vision, my big earning income idea. The place where you get an educational marketplace with the freedom of self-hosting. So instead of there just being my courses, as it was on the University of Jerry Banfield, this is becoming a platform where you can use it alongside me as an instructor, where you can teach your courses on here and you can offer everything else. I'm setting myself up as the demonstration for this. This is instead of just video courses myself, I put coaching on there. I put a membership program. I've already got a membership program, but I beefed the membership program up, and I've got my services on there. I've got my free offers on there, where I've got my entire business on here, and I don't need to send people to third-party platforms to buy my courses. I don't need to use some lead page tool to get emails. I don't need to send somebody over somewhere else or get any other kind of email marketing software. I don't need to send people over to Fiverr or Upwork to go get my freelancing gigs or my services. I don't need to then have another page for coaching all of it done right here in one place. And this, in my mind, is just blowing up because there's a massive need for this in the market. And I'm imagining thousands of entrepreneurs online, not all at once, but as a few see how this gives us a simple business system and allows us to really work together effectively, I'm seeing this absolutely blowing up. And of course, the people who get in on it early, just like if you started teaching on Udemy early, like I put up a Facebook ads course, there was almost no competition when I started in 2014. I got the top Facebook ads course. That course made me over 100,000. You put up something a year or two later on it, not nearly the earning potential, ferocious competition. So I'm building this out to show myself as an example. I am redirecting all of my promotional efforts over to this. To support this big transition, I am now accepting business loans. I've done a whole video about this, but long story short, you can send $500 or more in even $500 increments, meaning $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $5,000, etc. You can send this to paypal.me. You need to send at least that much. I'm not taking smaller amounts, simplicity of accounting. You send at least $500 or more, and I am assuming that is a business loan, and I'm paying you back 25 payments at 5% per payment. So you send $1,000, you get $50 back immediately to confirm your loan started. Then over the next 2 years, 24 more of those payments. You send $10,000, the total you would get back out of the loan is $12,500 within 2 years. Now, this gives me the capital to build out Uthena. I can see there's a lot of investing and things to do with this, mainly for me to build and build out courses that are in demand. Then I get all the income from those. Those are very good and hot to sell on the website. And when I've got that on there, it does well for me. And if it's already doing well for me, it has a lot of traffic available for everyone else. So I'm accepting business loans. If you'd like to help me, this GoFundMe campaign I'm doing, this is the best way to help. If you just are really grateful for the videos or whatever, and you just want to give me a gift, this GoFundMe I'm doing is a passion project also. As I've showed you with the student loans, we've got my family, we've got a fortune in student loans. I've talked to so many other people recently who also have a fortune in student loans, and almost everyone's just trying to slave away on it, work on it themselves, do things like work for a public a nonprofit or for government agency to get the loans forgiven, trying to hustle and earn more, be frugal, missing out on a lot of living, and hustling and struggling silently by themselves a lot on student loan. And I'm imagining that there's a better way to do this, that we can help each other out. And I'm agreeing to pay forward every donation I get 5 times. That means I'm agreeing to pay forward at least $3,000 out of the donations we've got for $675 on this already to help other people pay their loans down faster. I made a video about this comparing it with sex, that we could, it's better to do it with someone else than to just do it by yourself. And I think student loans fall into this same thing. So this is I've got two big passion projects right now, Uthena, which I see ridiculous income earning potential for everyone participating in Uthena. And then this GoFundMe project, I see a chance to show people there's a different way to go about student loans, that we can help each other, and to therefore educate and say, look, don't borrow $200,000 to go to school. Laura and I've been paying on our debt. I've been paying borrowing and paying 17 years. 17 years. And there's no end in sight apart from divine intervention of having you make a generous contribution to the fundraiser. Apart from that, there's no end in sight. At this rate, doing it alone, without something like Uthena to just pour in a whole bunch of money at once, which I'm projecting. And I'm planning my finances. Some you might say I'm delusional, that you could look at my finances right now, that you could look at the income and expenses that you could say you lost $2,500 last month. You've barely got enough to pay your own bills for a month or two. You're delusional imagining that your challenge in the future is what to do with all the money you've gotten. Believe it or not, having a bunch of money is a challenge. What do you do with all of it? How do you really make it useful? Look at any big organization, government, and you'll see a struggle to not waste the money because our human minds can handle so many significant digits. Getting over six significant digits, our decisions start to lose those first few digits. I'm imagining this, therefore this loan project I'm doing, this is giving me a very concrete way that I'm planning to give back in the future because I intend to have millions of dollars to give and help other people with. I've given and helped a lot in my business. I've just given away and donated tens of thousands of dollars in my business. I've paid hundreds of thousands to contractors to help me with my business. I've helped a bunch of other people start their own businesses and be full-time online, along with a bunch more to earn better and do better part-time. And I know that karma pays forward. There we go. So this is the state of my business this month. I'll show you this here. The most profitable thing, I'll give you a little reward for staying this far in. The most profitable thing I've ever done in my business was to make a job posting for some video tutorials and then put those video tutorials into courses and sell them and put them on my YouTube channel. So we're going back to the thing that's worked the absolute best. I've seen tons of requests on my YouTube channel for more ethical hacking. I've put out for the first time in years a job posting. We're going to find an ethical hacker, help them earn money monetizing what they're an expert in, help me get tutorials and video courses about ethical hacking out to people on my YouTube channel and on future Euthena students who are interested in this. And I imagine I will get plenty out of that as well. Although with as many things as I've seen, I pay it first. I've learned a very good lesson. If you want to receive, you give. And you give and give and give and trust the process. In fact, the most profitable thing I ever did in my business 4 years ago, I was in the worst financial situation I've ever been in. And today, the shocking thing you might see, today, this is the best financial situation I've been in since forming my family with Laura. This is the lowest our debt has been since we've been together. I have no other debt, no other payments beside this. The cars are paid off. We have a mortgage, but I don't count that the same because that's insured and it's a very tangible asset. It's not like student loan debt or credit card debt. So we do have a mortgage, but I'm not counting that because if we sold the house, we wouldn't have a mortgage. So there. All right, we've went into a lot of detail here for the purpose. I hope this is useful for you today to see what's working for me online, to see my mindset. I've had some entertaining conversations with people in my life that they say, Jerry, looking at your numbers, you should be panicking. You should be panicking. And I'm not because I'm imagining I'm co-creating with God, so to speak. We're building this reality together. And I'm imagining Euthena doing extremely well because of the value it offers everyone involved. Instructors, freelancers, students. It offers everyone massive value in participating. I can see exactly how to do it. I'm walking through the steps of making this a reality today. It's been requested over and over. People have said you should make your own Udemy. So it's time to do that. And I'm willing to borrow money. If for some reason this trend continues, I'm happy borrowing money. I'll take business loans. I'll borrow money. I'll stop making the full payment on my business credit card and just run it up. I'll borrow personal loans. I'll run my personal credit cards up. I don't care. That's kind of the bad thing when you've got debt is you don't respect having more debt. In terms of I already owe 100-something thousand on student loan debts, why not borrow more? I'm willing to borrow more because the upward potential that's possible is much higher than the downward potential of borrowing. I had about $70,000 in credit card debt 4 years ago. I had $50,000 in personal loans about 4 years ago. I've since paid all those off, plus a car payment, paid that off. I've seen hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt wiped out in the last few years, plus made $20,000 or $30,000 in extra payments on those student loans as well. So I see that there's a lot more up possible than down, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes today for that. So thank you very much for watching this or listening to it on my podcast or reading it on my blog. I'm grateful I've got the chance to share this with you, and I have linked everything in the description that you might be interested in participating, all that I've mentioned here. And I do these reports every single month. So if you love this, I'm doing these every month right after the end of the month. And I value your feedback on this. Thank you for watching or listening or reading. I love you. You're awesome. And I imagine I'll see you again soon. Or I'll be out of business and I won't. Now there's no way. My brother asked me 4 years ago when it looked absolutely hopeless. He said, when are you just going to declare bankruptcy? I said, I'm not quitting until somebody makes me. I just will borrow as much money as I can get to pay the bills. And I'm not quitting until somebody makes me. Oh, I've got a long way we can go. Even if my business lost money every month for the rest of the year, I'd be fine. Bam. I don't imagine that's what'll happen, but I hope this mindset is useful for you, because as you can see, I don't operate in the day-to-day reality as much as you might expect. I operate in what I'm manifesting, what I'm bringing forth. And I'm not cutting back on my giving either. I give generous tips. One of my biggest expenses, one of my biggest personal expenses on these credit, one of my biggest expenses, I get a massage and I just drop generous tips everywhere I go. And I'm not cutting back on my giving out of fear that I won't have enough. I will not cut back on what I'm giving to other people. You can see it when the people get in that scarcity mindset, start cutting it, giving back to other people. I've seen so many people that when I've talked about my GoFundMe project, well, the idea being if you give to me, you'll have that much less for yourself. And that's not how it works. What you give, you get back. And if you do make a donation on the GoFundMe, I'm going to make a little reaction video on my Instagram. And I'll throw that up. My Instagram's, I'll link that in the description. It's just Jerry Banfield. Instagram.com/Jerry Banfield. A search for Jerry Banfield. I'll make a little reaction for you, video for you, and put it up right after I see your donation. All right, I found a way to just go on and on. So, all right, I'm really ending it now. I'm absolutely done at this point.